Let me set the scene. A man is out for a run on a mountain trail. He stops to rest and take in the view, when suddenly... a mountain lion springs from its hiding spot and attacks. The scene is from a 2005 episode of HBO's 6 Feet Under. Pure fiction, but it depicts a very real fear that a lot of people have. If you hike around the Bay Area, you've seen the signs at many trailheads.
If you encounter a mountain lion, face lion, back away slowly, be large, shout, keep children close, pick up children without bending. If attacked, fight back.
Not very comforting. This episode is all about Puma Concolor, an animal that goes by lots of different names, like cougar, panther, ghost cat, and mountain lion. I'm Olivia Allen Price, and this is Bay Curious, a podcast exploring the Bay Area one question at a time. Let's meet this week's question asker.
My name is Dave Fairburn, and I live in Berkeley. I do a lot of hiking, backpacking, camping.
Dave has seen those ominous signs.
You know, every time you go hiking or backpacking, you always see signs that say, you know, what to do if you run into a mountain lion. And I've never seen a mountain lion. I don't know anything about them. So I just was kind of curious if it's legitimate. Are they really here? Do I really need to think about them?
Dave met Bay Curious producer Vinny Tong on the campus of UC Santa Cruz, home of the banana slugs. Seriously, that's their mascot.
Banana slugs are fun and all, but Dave asked about mountain lions, a top of the food chain type predator. Females can weigh 80 to 85 pounds, and males get as big as 150 pounds. Dave wants to know if mountain lions are tracking us. So we went to talk to someone who's tracking them.
This is the mountain lion feeding on this deer carcass, and that's me holding the deer carcass up. It's just right on the other side of this tree here. My name is Chris Wilmers, and I'm an associate professor in environmental studies at UC Santa Cruz.
Chris runs the Santa Cruz Puma Project, where researchers have been studying mountain lions for almost a decade. I walk off campus into the woods with Chris.
I'm Chris.
And Dave.
I'm Dave. We're on a path in the redwoods near UC Santa Cruz. It's a sunny day. There's redwood trees all over the place.
It's also a place where mountain lions roam. It is a lovely hike, but Dave is on a mission to get answers.
How many mountain lions are there in the Bay Area?
The short answer is I don't really know.
Remember, mountain lions are wild. Chris says, best guess, there's probably 50 or 60 mountain lions in the Santa Cruz Mountains, a range that stretches from south of San Francisco down to Watsonville.
And that's probably the largest chunk of contiguous habitat for mountain lions in the Bay Area, so that would be the largest little sort of subpopulation.
The State Department of Fish and Wildlife estimates there could be 4,000 to 6,000 mountain lions in California. Each mountain lion Chris's team catches and releases gets a collar with a GPS tracker, monitored by satellites. Then the researchers get emails telling them where the mountain lions have been. Fun fact?
Our lions also used to all have cell phone plans with AT&T, so we were actually on a family plan with a whole bunch of mountain lions.
Our question asker Dave worries. When he's out hiking, is he safe? Chris says.
So mountain lions are this, incredibly stealthy predator. What they really love to eat is deer. You know, about 95% of the calories they ingest come from deer.
So they hunt deer, not humans. Although you don't always get that impression from the way we talk about them.
The South Bay couple had a close encounter with a large mountain lion.
They San Mateo and that wild mountain lion chase that ended up in a tree.
A woman says that a big cat snuck into her bedroom while she was sleeping and snatched her little dog.
That panicky feeling you get thinking about a mountain lion lunging at you and imagining what would happen next? Keep this in mind.
Their behavior is to try to avoid you rather than to seek you out as prey.
So if I were to say mountain lions, are they hunting us? You would say...
No.
Good to know. Good.
feel good about that.
Chris says it's important to keep things in perspective.
You know, over the last 150 years or something, there have been something like, you know, 16 or 17 mountain lion attacks on people in California.
The state's Department of Fish and Wildlife keeps track of mountain lion attacks on humans. In the past 3 decades, there have been a total of 3 deaths statewide, and no attacks on humans at all since 2014. Chris likes to tell people it's far more risky to drive a car or even brush your teeth. One of his favorite comparisons is how many people impale themselves on their toothbrush and die.
You know, it was something like 10 or 11 a year. And so probabilistically, you've got a greater chance of impaling yourself on your toothbrush than getting killed by a mountain lion. But we don't think about the toothbrush as being dangerous.
Mountain lions actually go out of their way to avoid us, like where we're standing. Several people hiked or biked by while we talked, and in a place like this, the mountain lions simply shift their schedule to be more nocturnal than usual.
So they let people have the place during the day, and then when it gets dark at night, then they come out and do their thing more.
So if they're avoiding us, Dave wanted to know about the 1 or 2 animals a year that find their way into towns like San Mateo or Mountain View.
Those are almost always young animals, usually young males that are out looking for a new territory. You know, because they're out wandering around exploring new territory, they don't kind of really know their way around. And they essentially just make a mistake and wander into a downtown.
We've mostly been talking about whether we're in danger of mountain lions. But it's also worth asking, are they in danger of us? Mountain lions depend on having space to roam. The more space we humans take up, and the more open space we cut into smaller pieces with roads and freeways, the more we put them at risk.
And it sounds like boxing them in is basically a death sentence.
It's a long-term death sentence.
There are efforts to build tunnels under 101 and 280 to give the mountain lions a way to get around. That's because so many are being hit and killed by cars. Last year, UC Davis counted 48 mountain lion deaths on California roads. But researchers say the actual number could be double that. If the population of mountain lions in the Santa Cruz Mountains ends up isolated and can't diversify its gene pool, Chris says they'd probably go extinct within 100 years. I asked Dave if we answered his questions.
Yeah, I learned a lot about mountain lions.
So did I.
Well, thank you, Vinny, for that story. But I have to wonder, what about our pets? I feel like I'm always hearing stories about little dogs being snatched by mountain lions.
There was one in the news. A family in Pescadero lost their dog, like, right out of their home. Livestock can be at risk, too. The Department of Fish and Wildlife says they get hundreds of reports a year of pets and livestock being killed by mountain lions.
So humans, pretty safe, but pets and livestock, less so. All right. Well, thanks to Dave Fairburn for asking this question and to Chris Wilmers at the Santa Cruz Puma Project, Fraser Schilling at UC Davis, and Max Allen at the University of Wisconsin for helping to answer. Bay Curious is made in San Francisco at KQED. I'm Olivia Allen Price. See you next week. KQED's Best Reporting is now available as a podcast. Queued Up offers a weekly dose of storytelling with heart from the Bay Area and beyond. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Just search QED Up.